In this bulletin, a multi-billion dollar fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts. Saudi prosecutors say dissident journalist's killing was planned. And the coaching situation in rugby league just keeps getting crazier. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. The federal government plans to develop a future fund to deal with droughts. Political and agriculture industry leaders will meet today in Canberra for a national drought summit to discuss the current crisis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will start a fund with $3.9 billion, possibly rising to $5 billion to deal with future droughts. The government would be able to draw on the earnings of that fund to deal with drought-related issues. Mr. Morrison has told SBS the government needs to plan for droughts just as farmers should.
There will always be droughts in Australia, and what has struck me over that period of time is we needed to build resilience for the future. And so to establish a future drought fund, which actually takes some of the capital that we have and builds it over time and uses that to prepare us for future droughts and to draw down during future droughts, I think is a way of giving Australians in rural and regional areas confidence that the government is planning for the future, planning for future droughts, and I think that gives them confidence to plan for them themselves and make their own investments.
Turkey is continuing to pursue answers from Saudi Arabia over the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, despite the Saudis again changing their account of what happened. Saudi prosecutors now say the killing of Mr. Khashoggi, which occurred earlier this month in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, was planned. It's a further admission of Saudi involvement in the death of Mr. Khashoggi, a journalist and a critic of the Saudi royal family. A total of 18 Saudis are thought to have been most directly involved in Mr. Khashoggi's death. But Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu says Saudi Arabia has more questions to answer, including where Mr. Khashoggi's body is.
There are questions that need to be answered. Why were these 18 people, 15 plus 3, arrested? Who gave them the orders? Our president already asked these questions, but I repeat to remind, Jamal Khashoggi's body still hasn't been found. Where is it? They admit that they, the 18 people, did it. Why don't they say where? There is a crime here, but there is also a humanitarian situation. The family wants to know, and they want to perform their last duty, burial.
A teenage boy has been charged after allegedly pricking a group of teenagers with a needle in Sydney's western suburbs. 8 teens attended a medical centre after allegedly being pricked with a syringe. A 14-year-old has been charged with 5 counts of assault and will appear at a children's court next month. The number of suspect packages sent to high-profile Democrats and critics of United States President Donald Trump has hit double figures, with former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro identified as the latest targets. Several packages containing pipe bombs packed with shards of glass have been intercepted in the last few days. They've targeted former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, CNN, and others. Federal government backbencher Julia Banks has, in federal parliament, called for asylum seeker children and their families to be taken off Nauru. Ms. Banks and fellow government MPs Russell Broadbent and Craig Laundie have previously called for children to be removed from the island. Ms. Banks' speech in Parliament is the first raising the level of demand from within the government to include the children's families. Ms. Banks says government policy was previously correct, but the situation has changed. She says the government should agree to a one-off deal to settle refugees in New Zealand, similar to the agreement that has allowed some refugees to resettle in the United States.
The nexus between the children and families on Nauru and keeping the boats stopped has been overridden by the plight of sick children and our humanitarian obligation to get these children and their families off Nauru. What was a defensible argument in the past is weakened now with the current facts. The US arrangement is living proof that there has not been a resurgence of boats coming to Australia, and nor will an arrangement with New Zealand.
In rugby league, veteran coach Wayne Bennett will take over as coach of South Sydney Rabbitohs for the 2020 National Rugby League season. The 68-year-old, who has won 7 premierships and coached over 500 games, currently coaches the Brisbane Broncos, but the club has told him his services aren't wanted beyond 2019. He's signed a contract that will make him Rabbitohs coach for the 2020 and 2021 seasons. In a further twist, current South Sydney coach Anthony Seibold is expected to be Bennett's replacement as coach of the Broncos. It's part of a complicated series of coaching changes at National Rugby League clubs. Michael Maguire is expected to soon become the coach of the West's Tigers, with current Tigers coach Ivan Cleary expected to become the coach of Penrith. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 25. 17 for Melbourne, partly cloudy. Cloudy in Hobart, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Cloudy in Wollongong, 19. Sydney, much the same, 20 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 35. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And also cloudy in Darwin, 34. I'm Michelle Rimmer, and this is SBS News.